El Doctor Misterio, and of course you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca and also through the iOS or Android app that you can get for your smartphone. And you can also get all the podcasts, past, present, and future at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to This I.O. They are from Athens in Greece, and we listened to their song Echo Chambers, which is part of their 2025 album Alchemists. Before that, we listened to Sumo Psycho, or Psycho. I'm not sure how to pronounce that word. C-Y-C-O. They are from Ontario in Canada, and we listen to their song Flies, which is part of their 2025 album Neon Void. And we started the set with our guest tonight, The Grave Mass, and we listen to the song that gives its title to their brand new album, This Is The Way. And shortly we'll be chatting with Lord Heathen. And well, I have to brag about some great news that happened to the station and to the show, The Metal Meltdown, and to me, Dr. Misterio. So yeah, this was a perfect month, you know, my birthday. And then the, well, last week, Jesse, the the programming coordinator, and myself went to Toronto for, well, 2 weeks ago, but anyway, we went to Toronto for the for the Crabo Awards. So the Crabo Awards are the community radio awards in broadcast and online, and they are given, and it's an event, a conference organized by the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the NCRA. And your show, The Metal Meltdown, was the winner of the 2026 Crabo Award for Best Metal or Similar Music Show. So extremely happy, super content, not content, contento. Super happy, super proud, excited. Yeah, many feelings. As I have mentioned before, this show is, I made this show thinking about you and for you. And so we won this award as Best Metal or Similar Show for 2026 from the National Campus and Community Radio Association of Canada. So really proud and happy about this. And yeah, on top of that, we had a great time in Toronto. So what can I tell you? This month has just been completely amazing and will continue to be so. I am sure of it and will make sure of it. All right, let's continue back to your weekly metal music doses. We'll be right back here at the Metal Meltdown.
Sacrifice, medicine is in the devil's hour. From Grave Mass. You're listening to Dr. Mysterio on the Metal Meltdown Radio Show, Vancouver, CJSF 90.1 FM. Blah!
Thank you.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and you can also listen to us through the CJSF app for iOS and Android. This is the Metal Meltdown, and I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. And also remember that you can listen to all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Grave Mass. They are from Vancouver, Canada, our guest tonight. And we listened to the song Fallen, which is part of their brand new album, This Is The Way. Before that, we listened to Kill Matilda, legendary punk band here from Vancouver, Canada, with their song Nostradamus, which is part of their 2015 EP Songs of Survival. And we started the set with our guest tonight, Grave Mass from Vancouver, Canada, with their song The Great Horned King, part of their brand new album This Is The Way. And now, let's, without further ado, let's go with our little chat with Lord Heathen.
Okay, we are here right now with none other than Lord Heathen from Grave Mass. How are you, my lord?
I'm good, Dr. Mysterio.
Thank you. Thank you very much for joining us tonight at the Metal Meltdown. I really appreciate it. I guess one of the first questions is for those that are not too familiar with Grave Mass, could you tell us a little bit of history of the band?
Well, it's new. We've only been at this for a couple years, and it's a, we are a collection of musicians from East Vancouver, British Columbia, you know. And we've been doing this for a really long time, playing music, playing heavy metal. And, you know, Mayan Hate, the guitar player, just came up with some riffs in the jam space. I was walking by and I was like, what the hell is that? And he showed me 11 songs that he had been writing. And I knew exactly the treatment, those vocals, that the vocals that was needed for that. It was very old school, brutal death metal with some black metal influence. So it happened very organically.
That's pretty cool. So you have like what, 5 years, 1 year, 2 year? What's the?
2 years. This band is 2 years old.
All right. Okay, that's good. And how many EPs or LPs do you have out at this point?
Only one. We released some demo tracks on Spotify, but this is our debut studio album.
That's pretty cool. It's always nice to hear, you know, new music. So that's pretty cool. And were you, or do you know if, I guess, were you in previous bands, or do you know if the other members were in bands? Or
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I'm still working with a band called Zimmer's Hole.
All right.
That's been around for many years. And I had a power metal band called West of Hell a few years back. But right now, Grave Mass is my primary focus.
Absolutely. And okay, so can you tell us, hopefully, I don't know if everybody knows all these questions, but hopefully, I mean, everybody in the band, so I hope you do. Not to put you in the spot or anything. How did the name came to be? Name of the band?
Well, if you're going to perform a Black Mass, is there any other better location than the graveyard?
I would say no. It is not. That's probably a very good location for a Black Mass, you know. I would imagine, I never performed one myself, but I would think there's, you know, within the guidelines of, you know, performing a Black Mass, that would be
I think the name has two meanings, okay? Yes, it is a Black Mass in a graveyard. But it is also a grave mass. There's no humor in this band.
I see. Okay. And was that like a common, you know, search for the name by some band members? Or do you remember how the name came about?
Well, we were just searching for names, and that came out. I can't remember whether I said it or Mayan Hate said it, but it was right away, that's the one.
That's cool. I'm always interested and curious about the band names, because some stories are, you know, more elaborate or by chance or bad, whatever. Anyway, so I really like to hear the story behind them. And
behind our names.
Exactly, yeah, behind the band's names, yes.
Well, myself, Lord Heathen. This comes from Zimmer's Hole, and it is based on Heathen Hooch from The Mentors.
Okay.
This is where my name comes from.
I see.
And the Mentors is, of course, a very old filth band.
Yes.
And Mayan Hate, of course, he's a Latino.
Oh, there you go. A brother from another mother.
So, Mayan Hate.
Yes.
The murderer of colonizers, of course, is an indigenous fellow.
All right. Well, I guess, you know, it is...
And our drummer, Destroyer of Souls.
Yes, of course.
He does destroy souls. He destroys souls.
Well, what's a drummer supposed to do, right?
Always the heartbreaker.
Yes, always. Oh, that's pretty cool. Thank you for, yes. That's pretty cool, you know, for people to know the band and the names and all that. That's, I think that's very, very good. In terms of the composition of the tunes, well, you mentioned that, you know, Lion Hate probably takes care of the riffs, but is it like a, you know, is it all of the members of the band kind of putting together a little piece of feedback?
Well, the first album, Lion Hate wrote the songs with a drum machine and then gave them to me almost finished. And then I wrote lyrics to that. And then we went back to Destroy Our Souls and he transcribed the drums. So, and then Bowels of Hell did the bass. It's a layered sort of approach, starting with Lion Hate and myself.
Okay. No, that's, again, always interested in finding out the, you know, the creative process or songwriting process, if you wish. And how about the lyrics?
Well, that's my department, and the music, it tells me what to write.
I see. Okay. Yeah, that's also, I'm also curious about that. Yeah, you know, I'm not a songwriter or, you know, creative musician, artist, as you guys are, but I'm curious about how that process goes, so... That's very interesting that the music told you. That's pretty, pretty cool.
Well, you listen to the melody, you close your eyes, and what do you see?
Exactly. Yeah, that's a great time.
That is how I write my lyrics.
All right. And is the album like a themed album? Meaning that the songs might be connected or, you know, in certain sequence to tell a story.
This is the way is we are showing the truth and making commentary on the human condition, and perhaps man has been led astray. So I present to you the way.
There you go. That's the path. Exactly. That's the way. That's cool. And how many, I can't remember the number of songs on the album.
10.
There you go. So any particular one that might have been a little more challenging than the others for whatever reason?
Spitting Hell, I pull a very long scream.
Uh-huh.
And each time it's at the very edge of my capability.
I can imagine. I'm gonna have to have a double.
So it is a challenge. That song is a challenge live.
Yes, I would imagine that. Anyway, we'll have to take a second look at that. Respect for all of you singers that, you know, can just, yeah, seems like you go, you know, over the human limits many times, and then you have to do it, you know, when every time you perform that live.
Oh,
so.
Yes. You have to channel demons.
Well, with what best person to, you know, channel demons that Lord Heath and so. Exactly. That's pretty good. Do you have any, have you already performed live, or do you have any upcoming shows?
Yes. We did a Western Canadian tour last summer, and I did Armstrong Music Festival in British Columbia, and this July and August, last week of July, first week of August, we're doing a Western Canadian tour, going to Drumheller, Alberta, Open Air Festival, then returning to the coast and playing Vancouver Island, three shows on Vancouver Island. So I think 10 shows in total this summer.
Perfect, yeah. Yeah, we're gonna chat with the Armstrong and, yeah, Open Air fellows in future shows. So I'll make sure to, you know, inquire about your participation in those. Well, this is the Open Air.
We've just released a video, a live video from that performance at Armstrong. It's on YouTube.
Oh, there you go.
On our website and on Facebook and on Instagram.
Perfect. And I guess this is a magnificent segue to ask you, where can people find your music, news, merchandise, all of the above?
Well, the new album is available on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Tunes, and we have a digital download available, and we have physical vinyl for sale at the gravemass.com website. And our record label, Endgame Records, also handles our merchandise and the physical record.
Great that you have a vinyl, man. Like, it's, anyway, I know, you know, you might have, not you, but I mean, people might have, you know, points of views about coming back or not, but I think it's a great
medium. Well, it's good to have a physical product, read the lyrics, the liner notes, the photographs, the artwork, you know. If you're streaming, you don't own anything. You just rent the music.
Correct. Yep. I agree with you. It's anyway, I like it. So there you go. That's pretty cool. And also we'll make sure to, remind people about the upcoming shows in the BC area.
Western Canadian Tour, my friends.
Yes. We'll make sure to remind the peoples. Anything else that I have missed, I don't know, that you want to share with us, tell us?
Well, while the fans embrace the shadows and welcome to the Grave Mass family, hails.
There you go. Magnificent. Yes, let's all go there. En masse, yes, en masse.
My friend, Dr. Mysterio, it has been a pleasure.
No, thank you very much. The pressure, no. No pressure at all. The pleasure has been mine. And, I really appreciate you joining us in extremely short notice. I really, really appreciate that. And, as I said, we will make sure to remind the people about the upcoming shows in Western Canada. And, whenever you have a new, whatever, song, EP, whatever it is, let us know, and we can happily share.
Oh, we're working on the new record, and when we have a single, you'll be the first to know.
Perfect. That would be magnificent. Please say hi to everybody in the band. Also thank Mayan Haight for me. He was very kind to